The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
If you recently been issued an Irish passport, you may have to give it back. This is because there's been a software error that have left passports that were issued over the holiday period technically non-compliant. With us is Owen Curry, who's editor of Air and Travel magazine. Owen, happy 2026. How are you?
Yeah, happy 2026. It's like the Frank Kelly sketch, The 12 Days of Christmas, where the mother ends up at the home for the bewildered, because it's those 12 days of Christmas you have to watch when you got your passport.
And what is the issue with the passports that were produced during those 12 days?
Anybody who has just updated their phone will know exactly what happens. Things don't work. They updated the software and they started issuing passports that didn't have the key letters, IRL, on them. They had issued quite a few of them over December the 23rd up to January the 6th. And then they realised their error. They're recalling them. There's not going to be a waiting list to get them. You'll get your new passport immediately. But it is a bit of an embarrassment for the Department of Foreign Affairs, a Christmas present for Helen McEntee.
How was it spotted? Did they realise it themselves or were people getting turned away at borders?
Nobody, to my knowledge, has been turned away at borders. It could have been one of the recipients who tipped them off, but certainly they have done the right thing. They've alerted all the countries in the world to say passports issued at this date are incomplete and they're recalling them. Being admitted to another country at a border, you're really at the mercy of the person that you meet. Sometimes, like Thailand is very famous for turning people back with the smallest little tear on their passport, or they say that there's water damage or something. So it's really at the mercy. And what was showing up here was another issue, that the e-scanner, the gates that we all love because they speed things up immensely, where you scan your passport. So many countries have them now. Even Australia, with an Irish passport, you need to just scan your passport getting in. But all of those, they weren't being read for those particular passports. There's a very small number of them, Anton. That's the really good news.
And in terms of the replacement ones, so much of the passport issuing is now done through the postal system. Is that the way that they will be replacing the ones that are have the errors on them, or is it physically you go into the office?
It's virtually impossible to get into an office or passport office. Those days are pretty much gone. It's going to be return and they will return.
And one final thing, Owen, the passport office, you mentioned that this is a bit of an embarrassment for the Department of Foreign Affairs. It has to be said, it's the first problem from a radically improved service, because there was a time when, if you and I were talking about passport office, what we were discussing was 6 and 7 month waiting lists. They seem to have become fierce efficient by comparison to their previous performance.
And this is a really good time. I mean, one thing that is in their favour, this is the lowest time of the year for passport applications. If you go through the 12 months, December, it's only between 3 and 4% of applications go in. January goes up to 7%, and then April it goes up to about 12%. 2 years ago, they had this big issue. It's something that was quite clear at the time, that the whole system of applying for a passport, whether the guard gets to sign your new passport, it was never an issue with replacing the passport, but newborn babies, the guard had to be contacted. The whole process was very cumbersome. Sometimes they found the guard had transferred or he wasn't on duty that day. We had this big, big backlog running in 2022 and people were frantic because it took so long. It was only applied to new passports. One major change in that, you can now do the new passport online the same way as you could the renewal. Same checks and balances are in place because it has to be repeated. We can't repeat it often enough. This is a very powerful document. There are three major passport indexes that come out during the year. Ireland sometimes finishes top, but it always finishes in the top 7 or 8. It's one of the most valued passports in the world. Gives us access to lots and lots of countries, either without applying for a visa or getting an e-visa or an online visa. Very, very valuable. So they have to be squeaky clean and keep the record of Irish passports squeaky clean.
Owen, thank you very much. That is Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.